It's May 1940. British and Allied troops are defeated, surrounded, and about to be destroyed by the Nazi war machine on the beaches of Dunkirk. Suddenly, a miracle occurs. Thousands of pleasure yachts, fishing boats, lifeboats, merchant marine, and British naval vessels manned by ordinary citizens come to Dunkirk and rescue those soldiers in a mass exodus. Total disaster has been averted by bold leadership and ordinary citizens answering the call to Dunkirk.
Just as British soldiers were trapped on the beaches of Dunkirk, today 75 to 80% of Christian children are trapped in the state-run public schools.
The glamour and apparent power of politics attract conservatives. But the driving force behind politics is culture, and culture is shaped by how we're educated. So why should we be surprised that we're losing culturally and politically when we continue to offer up our children as living sacrifices to the Moloch of government schools? With our children under government control, the left knows that to win, all they need do is bide their time.
From kindergarten to 12th grade, children spend 14,000 seat hours in school. Whoever controls those 14,000 hours controls our children's worldview. Charles Potter, a signer of the Humanist Manifesto, said it best. What can the theistic Sunday school, meeting for an hour once a week, do to stem the tide of a five-day program of humanistic teaching?
The left knows that whoever controls the children owns the future. That's why so many 60s radicals like Bill Ayers went into education. Now they effectively control the government school system and its curriculum. But worse, we give them our children.
They understand, everybody understands, that if you control the schools, you control the future.
A society's culture is an expression of its worldview. That worldview is formed by education. If we give our children to institutions that teach cultural Marxism and secular humanism, why should we be surprised that we get back a generation of cultural Marxists?
If we want to see lasting cultural renewal, what we have to see is a decrease in the number of students who are being indoctrinated by our Marxist educational system.
My call to Dunkirk proposal is very simple. Let all families, churches, pastors, major Christian ministries, and organizations concentrate for 1 year on extracting Christian children from the pagan, godless public schools.
A lot of effort's been wasted on school reform. Government schools are no more reformable than Soviet collective farms. The model is a mistake. Conservative school reformers are a lot like Civil War reenactors who specialize in Pickett's Charge. They never take the high ground, they never really win. 40 years of school reform failure is enough. We need new leadership.
Listen, it's time for us to make some sacrifices. Black families often ask me, why should we leave the public schools when our forefathers fought, marched, bled, and sometimes even died so that we might have the right to attend those schools? My answer is quite simple. Our forefathers marched and bled and even died so that we would not have to accept the kind of inferior education that is currently inflicted on many minority students. If you ask me, we need to march some more. And the first place we need to march is right out the front door of those Christ-dishonoring, academically inferior, soul-killing government indoctrination centers.
If we do not act now, I do not think history will be kind to Christian ministries and their conservative allies. History will say we played politics, lobbied unresponsive politicians, and ignored our children when we had the power and resources to save them. Rally your troops, get your vessels ready, and answer the call to Dunkirk. The future of America depends on it.
Exodus Mandate is a Christian ministry to assist and encourage families to leave behind the government school system, or as we sometimes say, Pharaoh schools, for the promised land of Christian schools or Christian-based homeschooling. Additionally, it's our prayer and hope that a fresh obedience by Christian families in educating their children according to biblical commands will prove to be a key for the revival of our families, our churches, and our nation. The scriptures unambiguously teach that the education of children belongs to the family with assistance from the church, not government, particularly at the K-12 level. We rely on such texts as Deuteronomy 6, 1-9, Matthew 28:20, the Great Commission text, which all Christians live by. The second portion, verse 20, Jesus said, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. We've been in a long 60, 80-year cultural and spiritual war for the soul of the nation. And if the Christian church today will educate their children according to biblical commands, we believe the Lord will have mercy on us and we can begin to reverse the spiritual and moral and cultural slide, and perhaps we will see revival in our times. Please examine our webpage at exodusmandate.org. We shall have